Okay, good evening, everyone. Let us begin with the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Someday. Okay, may we have the roll call, please?
Thank you, Chair. I'll take the roll call. Chair Hartwig?
Present.
Vice Chair Hurd?
Present.
Commissioner Castillo?
Present.
Commissioner Griggs Murphy?
Present.
Commissioner Montgomery?
Present.
And Commissioner Jung Lee?
Present.
Thank you.
We have a motion to approve last month's minutes.
I'll make that motion, Chair. Second.
It's been moved. It's been seconded. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Abstentions? Okay, carries unanimously. Old or unfinished business. We have one item, item A.
Good evening, commissioners. Thank you for being here tonight for one of the longest agendas we've had in some time. But hopefully it can run smoothly. The first item is actually unfinished business. It's a carryover from our May 9th 5-hour session on our budget, and I'm pleased to present our budget this year. I think it has a lot of very exciting initiatives, which we heard from on May 9th, and represents a considerable investment in Oakland and in the future of affordable housing, and I'm pleased to present our enormous $326,302,000 budget for OHA, not its affiliates, to you tonight for approval. If you have any additional questions left over, staff is here to assist.
Okay, do we have any questions or are we prepared to move the item?
I think all our questions were answered one more and more.
That's splendid. You did such a good job at that meeting that everyone's questions have been answered. So now we are still seeking a motion.
A motion to approve.
Okay, we have a motion to approve. And it has been seconded.
Seconded by whom? I missed that.
So all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Carries unanimously. Nice.
Thank you,
job.
Commissioners, and congratulations for completing our budget process a month before required by HUD.
Excellent.
Yes. This was actually a spectacular undertaking, and I think on behalf of the commission, thank you to everyone, because this was really a wonderfully professionally executed job. Item 5, modifications to the agenda. Are there any? No, hearing none, then we are on to new business, and we're on to item A.
Item A is presentation of the Officer of the Year, and I'd like to call up Captain Williams, who will be making some comments and presentation. And I believe, Captain, we want to invite the board to come up as well. Yeah, so if we could all come down in front for the pictures.
All right.
You could make him down.
I'd like to call up Lieutenant Gerald Coates, our commander of our field operations unit, to join me here at the podium. Thank you, Lieutenant. Good evening, Chair Hartwig, fellow commissioners, Executive Director Johnson, fellow colleagues, staff members, families, and community members. Thank you for letting us come here tonight and present this award, letting us showcase our police department, and letting us showcase one of your outstanding employees that works here at the Oakland Housing Authority. Almost every year we do an Officer of the Year award. Doesn't happen every year because sometimes there's no one deserving of the Officer of the Year award or they don't meet the criteria. So I was going to talk about the Officer of the Year, and I was going to talk about the criteria that it takes to achieve this award, and then I was going to call up the officer that's going to be receiving the award so we could present him with it. So the Officer of the Year may be awarded, like I said, to an officer who has exhibited the qualities which best illustrate to other officers and the public at large the highest degree of professionalism. To receive the Officer of the Year award, an officer must have an exceptional disciplinary record and a performance evaluation record that is above meets requirements. Only one officer every year may receive this award, and this award is only given out once a year, as I said. The criteria to receive this award are the officer exemplifies and consistently demonstrates strong leadership skills. This individual, I can tell you, is a supervisor in our department. He is out in the field constantly with his officers. He's one of those officers that we say leads from the front. Doesn't hide behind his desk. He's out there working with tenants. He's talking to tenants. He's really trying to solve the issues at our property. The second criteria for this award is they challenge the status quo and they foster innovation and creativity in police services. This gentleman, I can tell you, he comes to work every day with new ideas on ways to help our residents, on ways to solve issues in the community. He works with OPD. He thinks outside the box. He'll call other state agencies to come in. He'll leverage every resource he can in the community to assist our tenants. The third criteria is he displays enthusiasm and inspires others through personal effort to achieve department goals and visions. I can tell you, I supervise this individual, and I would give him last-minute assignments. And I know he wasn't thrilled about it. I know it was something that he didn't want to do. He had other plans that day. But it was important to the department. It was important to the mission. It was important to the agency. He would own it like he came up with the idea. He would go out there and give it his 100% effort. He would follow it through to a T, and I really appreciated that. The other fourth criteria is they support the effort and developments and talents of others. I can tell you as a supervisor, as many of us know, it's almost like being a parent. You know, you're managing people mostly. This individual had some issues with some folks on his squad, but he created plans for them. He held meetings. He encouraged them. He applauded them when they did the right thing and they did a good job. But he also held them accountable when they didn't do the right thing. And as I could tell you, as a supervisor, the applauding is the easy part, but sometimes it's very difficult to hold people accountable and to tell people how it is. And he's not afraid to do that, and he's done that. And the last thing is they display a commitment to and become a model of the department's values. And as you know, our values and our mission here is to be a partnership with the community. This officer, along with FCP, coordinates and runs and helps with the West Oakland Block Party, the one that we held out in Peralta. All the police set up, he's responsible for this, for that event. The summer programs, he also assists, takes our youth from our developments out to various activities. 100% involved in the community. He lives in this community. And I have no greater honor than to present to you our Officer of the Year, Sergeant Joshua Reese. So I would like to call Lieutenant Coates to present the award, if you would please, Lieutenant. If you want to join the commission right there, Mr. Hartwig.
Congratulations. The backup engineer that could be officer of the year on the department is
If the police department staff could just meet us out in the hallway, please. Thank you. Thank you, everyone.
Okay, wonderful. It's always a pleasure to be honoring people, and it's really cool. We've honored a number of people here recently at OHA.
So. No one more deserving than our police department. Indeed. And our officers.
So now we are on to item B.
Item B. You know, my monitor's not on, so I'm off today. Let's see if it'll warm up. So item B is consideration of a resolution accepting an amendment to the MTW agreement with the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, extending the agreement through 2028 and incorporating other provisions detailed in the second paragraph of a letter dated April 14, 2016 from Nani Coraletti, Deputy Secretary for the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, to Eric Johnson, Executive Director of the Oakland Housing Authority. This item is something that we have been working on for over 2 years. Of endless flights back and forth and arguments with HUD and arguments that were interesting, and we learned a lot about how we see each other, and I think we grew in terms of a program. And ultimately it was through the 2016 appropriations bill that we got resolution to our problem of trying to extend our agreement. And I just want to publicly thank in that process Pat Murray from the state of Washington, who sponsored in THUD the first language that would extend our agreement, to Dianne Feinstein and her office, who fought diligently to keep the language in through the Appropriations Committee, and then through the host of 39 other agencies and trade groups, industry groups like NARO and FADA and CLAFA, who kept it alive through the appropriations and under on the Senate side. And on the House side, there's a host of people to thank, but no more than Barbara Lee, who realizes the value of this program to improving the lives and situations of families in her district, and was first to sign on, I think, in the progressive movement to the idea of an expansion. And I think her endless leadership and support got a lot of attention when she stepped up, and we have been told by her office that we carried the water in showing her how this could actually benefit communities and residents. And I'm very grateful for her ongoing support and leadership. So that got us the language. This is coming before you to solve something else that is something we see. As you saw in the letter in the attachment, HUD decided to unilaterally grant our extension, which is all well and good. They did the second paragraph on the letter to me, there was one little area that they stepped beyond the appropriations language, but in a way that I don't see it all impacts this authority, and that's based on the four-month reserves that we're allowed to hold. And if Congress were to try and change the 4 month that they provided in appropriations, and we were in some way able to assert damages during the contract, this would preclude us from suing HUD to do that. It's a very narrow piece of opportunity for the agency that I think we would never ever use, but I did just want to call it out. But the main purpose of us being here with this item, and the main reason I want it publicly heard, is that HUD is not, in my view, allowed to make unilateral changes to our agreement, that they have to be mutually agreed upon, and that the letter is all nice and HUD considers it a done deal, but our attorneys advise us that it isn't really a done deal and the board should take action accepting the changes, and I will write the secretary back and let him know that we've accepted the amendment so that there can't be unilateral changes to the agreement made and we don't set a precedence for that. The agreement specifically says that they have to be mutually agreed upon, and so we are going to mutually agree upon. But it marks the end of a very long journey for certainly my time and energy has been since January devoted to better things than trying to negotiate the details of an extension agreement. And I just want to move it forward for your approval, and I am absolutely here for any questions you'd have about the situation.
Yeah, I just had one question, just to refresh my memory here. What aspect of what we're approving here challenges that unilateral decision making?
It allows subsequent, if between now and 2028, they tried to make another unilateral change and they said, but we did this when we did the extension, we would fire back and say, no, you did not. We had a public meeting, we held a resolution, and we brought it back.
Okay, perfect.
And agreeing to it.
Perfect. Okay.
So we would be agreeing to, once you make the changes and send us out a new draft, we would agree to that?
No, what we're agreeing to is actually that second paragraph, and pursuant to the Appropriations Act, blah, 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 including extending it. Right. We're agreeing to those provisions. So once we write the letter back that we concur, those actually become the amendment.
Okay.
HUD, for reasons that I could guess but don't know, doesn't want to do a countersigned agreement, and I think it has to do with other jurisdictions and some of the challenges that they might have if that were to be the case. But not us.
Unless there's...
And also, I would say one other thing. HUD doesn't feel they have a choice. The Congress told them to do it, so they're doing it.
I move the resolution.
I second.
Great. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Okay. Carries unanimously.
Thank you so much. I think for generations of Oaklanders are going to thank you for tonight, at least through 2028. Someone else will fight it at that point.
Okay, moving on to item C.
Item C is a resolution, a consideration of a resolution authorizing the executive director to enter into a memorandum of understanding with Alameda County Social Services to develop two pilot programs to provide MTW local program housing assistance to participants in the CalWORK short-term short-term housing program and the emancipated foster youth participating in the THP Plus program and expanding to other special needs populations if successful. This is the result of one of the most productive committees I think the housing authority has ever put together. They have succeeded first in unplugging the backlog in Shelter Plus Care, unleashing sponsor-based families into independence, which also secured more funding from the city for step-down services for those families. And they did that in their first 6 months of meeting. And then embarked on meeting with a series of some very wonderful people in different agencies in this county and city to talk about how we can better utilize each other's resources to better meet the goals of our participants and serve the people we are both here to serve. And it's resulted in narrowing down to two populations where I think we can do a pilot program on both that will be really interesting and successful, where we're tying the two programs. One is THP, Plus program for emancipated foster youth, extending the housing assistance, freeing up some money for other things like education and many other activities they don't have money for because they're spending it on housing, and extending that for the emancipated foster youth up to 5 years, and then stepping it down to no assistance, but allowing for roommate situations, allowing for different living arrangements that are non-traditional and not Section 8 and never will be Section 8. But it's a way to try and break a cycle of homelessness. According to some reports, emancipated foster youth between 18 and 28, 80% have some time they spend homeless in this county. The cost of services of bringing a homeless youth back or young adult back into a stable living environment is far more than preventing it through some housing assistance. And I think that's the crux of the program. As a couple of commissioners know, I say often, it takes about $64,000 a year to keep someone homeless with services. And it takes about $19,000 a year to house someone with services. So if we can start thinking differently, two and a half years ago is when we passed the resolution trying to change the way and express a desire to break down the silos that exist within service providers in our area. And this is one of the biggest steps I think we've been able to make. The other CalWORK's short-term housing programs really target young mothers with children who are homeless to get them rehoused, to get them stabilized. The challenge with that program is it only provides then 4 months worth of housing assistance once they find a unit, which we think is the destiny is failure under that model. We need to find a way to really stabilize them. Within that program, the development will be through, again, a local MTW program that will mirror the assistance of the county's program. And then if they ever, when they work through their CalWORKS program and they're off CalWORKS, we will move them to a housing choice voucher program so that they have the flexibility to go wherever they want. And they don't have the risk of everything falling out from under them the month they're off CalWORKS. That we will stay with them as a housing provider and make sure that they can stay sheltered and their children can stay sheltered. So we're looking at two different pilots, one resulting in a Section 8 voucher, and that's for the CalWORKS mothers who are homeless, and the other one where you step down and you don't need our assistance, and we think that's a good fit for emancipated foster youth. I think it's going to dramatically change the outcome for the families we serve. We're hoping to get this going by the end of this calendar year, and we're hoping to get up to 200 different households served in these programs. And so I'm grateful to the Special Needs Housing Committee for their work and their advice and their guidance through this process, because it was not an easy puzzle for us to solve. I don't work in those areas, and it was really getting a lot of advice from our committee and who to bring in and who to talk to that we were able to, I think, get this far, and this far with the county, who is the primary source of stable funds to serve special needs populations. And they're, I think, the people we really should be working with if we want to do some more long-term and in-depth work. So I bring it forward for your approval. It'll take the places of an MOU with Alameda County, and then we will develop the nuts and bolts of the program. We will probably be included in the county's NOFA for the THP program, which is going to go out by the end of the summer. And it'll have a similar paragraph as the NOFA for Project Base Awards does, saying that if you get funded through the county for THP funds, you can then write me and request how many voucher-like local program vouchers you need. Yes. And that concludes my report, but I'm here for any questions.
As chair of the Special Needs Ad Hoc Committee, I completely and thoroughly want to thank our commissioners that sat on the committee who was right there at every meeting with super conscious advice and lived experience from the folks that we were trying to serve. I also want you to know that the subgroup that we have narrowed it down to, there were so many more to think about at the beginning of this conversation, and we know that there are a lot of populations out there that are deserving of our help. But we cannot help all, and I'm really proud of the choices that we made, because it's so important to leverage what we have in our community to create stair steps where there is already success. And I think that our director was really thoughtful and really engaged in the conversation to be selective and making choices with programs that if they had this, and that's if they had a link to permanent housing, how much more could that program do? And I think that that was just one of the tremendous opportunities that we are giving through the ad hoc committee right now and the choices that we are making moving forward. I'm so proud of our county partner who really stepped into the conversation with arms wide open and, yes, what do you need? How can we help? Just give us a call. And I want to thank staff, because this is just the beginning. Yes. Truly embarking into these pilot programs, we're putting more work on you. And I really know that we don't even know what's ahead of us when we take on pilot programs like this. And so I commend and thank our staff right now at the beginning for always going over and above to help assist these programs be as successful as possible. I am very grateful for participating in the ad hoc committee. Very grateful for the steps that we made and the change that we made in the that we are going to make as these programs roll out. I'd like permission from my chair to perhaps meet twice more just to check on its progress, if it's okay with you, perhaps in 6 months or whatever seems right for the committee.
I would say that that's not only okay, but I would fully support that, and I really encourage that. And I really want to thank you for your leadership on this committee, because this really shows in my mind what happens when you have people that have a unique expertise. I mean, not everyone has expertise in this area. We have people on this commission that do have expertise in that area. And then hats off to Eric and to OHA for working with that expertise and really acknowledging it, because this was a classic example of superior teamwork. Commission, working with OHA, staff, everybody together.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Nice. Thanks.
And lastly, I will say on behalf of the CalWORKs mothers, because I was once a CalWORKs mother sitting in a transition house with no hope, how much of an impact we're going to have on just that one family that we help mm-hmm. with the permanent housing subsidy. It's going to change the lives of the mother as well as the mm-hmm. children. So change makers we are, and thank you so much. And I'll ask my committee members if they'd like to add anything.
I just have one comment, but go ahead. Yes. I'll wait.
Yes.
Yeah, I'd just like to thank you, and also for opening the eyes of us that are not aware of the CalWORKs program and the extent of the work that needs to be done, and that, you know, if it's a separate, it's a group of young mothers that need help, and so this has really opened my eyes to know that they need help, and that's extra that help that we can give them. So thank you.
I just want to thank Chair Castillo and Director Johnson and the staff and Commissioner Hurd also for being part of the committee. I've really enjoyed being part of the process and being able to see the progress as to these two pilot programs that are prepared to launch. So thank you.
Thank you.
Yes. I'll just make a final comment. Mr. Castillo, I was really honored to be on the committee, and when I read the second whereas, and this is a true statement, it says, if I may read that, whereas there's significant research that shows stable housing impacts improved outcomes in education, health, child welfare and employment, and supporting systems alignment, a key strategy in improving lives and reducing the cost of other social systems. I, for one, know that is true. And I know that is true of someone who was homeless out there, applied, got on the OHA wait list, came out of it, and my life has been changed. So we are change agents. And staff, thank you for being at the table with us. I'm not going to cry here, but I know this is true. I know we picked the two that we need to be piloting, and I just can't wait to see what the results will be from it. So thank you, Director. Thank you, Commissioners,
thank you.
For being on the committee. Did we move the item?
Mm-hmm. We may move the item.
Okay, I'll second.
Okay, good. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 I know there are no abstentions or opposition. But if there is,
excuse me,
I didn't
get the move.
Okay.
Oh, we need a motion.
I didn't get the move. The motion,
well,
the first.
Moved. Who moved it? We have the second.
Who moved it?
You seconded.
Yes, I second.
I'll make the motion.
Okay. Okay, good.
Okay, then I'll second.
That'll be good.
I need the second
straight.
Again.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, so now we are now moving on to item D.
Item D, consideration of a resolution authorizing the executive director to execute a one-year intergovernmental agreement with the City of Oakland to provide up to $1,926,218 in funding for the authority's sponsor-based housing assistance program to serve up to 125 homeless individuals living in encampments, emancipated foster youth, or exiting the criminal justice system who are also receiving services through providers working under contract with the City of Oakland Department of Human Services. This is what we commonly call on our side of the fence the sponsor-based program, what the city calls, Suzanne, what is it?
OPRI.
It's the Oakland Path Rehousing Initiative. And Suzanne Shelton, the amazing I'm sorry, I just stumbled. You're not director, you're... Okay. I'll buy it. Of Human Services, who's been with us from day one on this program and actually approached us and really tried to develop something really innovative with the city. As you know, we've expanded funding a few years ago in 2013 to $1.5 million to try and serve more people, which is all real good until the rent market got crazy and it ate up to $1.5 million without serving more people. This year we talked And the city has enough funding to continue services to 125 families. So we reversed the math and figured, could we match it and still serve the same amount of families that they can fund for services? That will increase the amount. It was included in the budget request, as you know. We talked about it on the 9th, that you passed earlier this evening, which now allows us to pass this contract so that the city can move forward with their end of the work earlier than usual, which I am grateful for, and it is recommended for approval. And we're here with any questions.
I'll make a motion to move the item.
I second.
It's been moved and seconded. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 All those opposed, abstentions, carries unanimously.
Thank you, commissioners. Thank you, Michelle, for attending. I appreciate the support.
You know, and I would just like to say that I find it to be profoundly inspiring and exciting to see that we are now serving people that we have not really been serving in the past. And we're actually moving into new areas. We're moving into areas where people are way underserved, partly because people don't know really, I think, how to really address these problems. I mean, mm-hmm. The only sad part of this is when I think about how many people really need this help that we can't really get to.
Yeah.
But we're certainly making a start and we're getting something going. But I think that this success, we can't lose sight of the fact of the size and the magnitude of the need in our wonderful city.
And like any great endeavor, it takes great partners and collaborators, yes, in the community, including the next consent item. We have 6 project-based awards coming up. We can't do anything without those partners committed to the same similar missions that we are, expanding affordable housing and making access possible for residents of Oakland.
And that is where we go now.
Yes, so we have a very long consent. I put a lot of things on consent so you could pick and select what you wanted to talk about, because I know it was a very long agenda. And you can talk generally about any item if you'd like to before, or you can pull it. We can talk more about it.
Yes.
I'd like to talk more about VI.E.4.
Number
either
4?
By pulling or just asking some questions. Is that your discretion?
We can pull it.
Anyone else?
Any other items you want to pull?
Okay. Is there a motion?
I move to approve the consent calendar as amended.
Very nice.
Second.
We have a second?
I do.
Okay. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Any abstentions? Carries unanimously. So.
Thank you. And I want to thank all of our partners in the nonprofit community who showed up today for the 6 awards. They were just approved. And get busy and build them. We need the 211 units as soon as possible.
Yes. Thank you.
And get your applications in June. All right.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you. So the item we pulled was number 4, consideration of a resolution authorizing the executive director to issue a contract purchase order for Codom Isenio, Incorporated, in the amount of $300,000 for on-call as-needed architectural services for construction, renovation, repair, assessment, design, and administrative services. This is an architectural and engineering firm that we have selected based on procurement to help us design the rest of half of this building, which is where the first floor over here that we vacated and upstairs, and then possibly help with design of 1801 and 1805, 2 other administrative office buildings that we may undertake renovations on. One we may rent, so we'll need some help with that. And also possibly at the service center, where we're going to hopefully deconcentrate the service center. It's way overcrowded, which is the crux of all our moving. The first part of their work would be to do a space planning, decide how much we can fit where. All the work is as needed, and we don't think we're going to necessarily need $300,000, but because it's a multi-year contract, we wanted to just be able to move forward with the projects when they come forward, including if we were deciding to lease 1801 or 1805 down the road, to be able to get those done quickly. And we're here for any questions.
Thank you. I think you answered just, Chair? Thank you. I think you've answered just a couple of them, Director. Mm-hmm. Thank you for pulling the item. Is this 1801, 1805 Harrison Street, the offices
yes.
to the left?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the service center, is that?
Is where the police are on 24th.
Okay, so I think I've been there. Okay, great. The only language that I was just curious about, probably just for educational reason, is the on-call part, because it seems like something, a project this big needs an architect.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was curious about the on-call part.
So what happens on calls? They will do the plans, and they'll do the designs, and we say, okay, this works for the thing. And then we put it under our force accounts, can do the work, and they're going to go under construction. On-call means that based on a per hourly rate, if we need them to come do something or review something, they're on call to come by and sign off on things and help us with any permitting or any questions or issues that come up during the project.
Excellent.
So that's what it means. They're on call for us only as needed. We don't pay them overall for the project. It's really
right.
just when we use them.
So as I understand it, just so I'm clear, we do not give them $300,000. We just hold $300,000 in account mm-hmm. and give it as needed, which is, I just needed to clarify that.
Yeah, absolutely, Commissioner.
Thank you.
And the way these are billed are hourly based on the skill set of the staff that's selected to
Thank
work
you.
On it.
And do we have now a possible time frame when the, not yet, right?
Not yet.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for pulling the item. Thank you, Chair. Appreciate
Very good.
It. Appreciate it. Shall I make a motion to move it then?
You may.
Did you move?
Move. Did you move?
Yeah.
Shall I? Oh. Then I shall make a move. Make a motion to move it.
I move.
Thank you.
Okay. It's been moved.
I'll second it.
And it is seconded. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 All opposed? Any abstentions? Carries unanimously.
Thank you,
great agreement here tonight. Okay. Now where are we going?
F.
Oh, we're on to item F, yes. I couldn't find that page. Item F.
Item F is recognition of people wishing to address the commission, of which I have no speaker slips.
Oh, right. Yes.
You find out where we are, Chair?
Yeah, see, I got confused because there's an item F right above that, which is the consideration of a resolution authorizing conditional award.
There is a little F because it was such a long agenda, it was done a little.
Okay, very good. Yes, we already approved that.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay. Okay, so now we're on to written communications.
Written communications, the monthly report is here and included, and I'm available for any questions about that. I also just want to highlight summer enrichment activities. You're welcome to attend any of them. I noticed on the printing you didn't see the color coding, which was trying to highlight a couple large ones, but it didn't get copied, so you can tell. But the end of school block party, June 5th at Lockwood, is always a wonderful thing to attend. Mm. It goes on in the afternoon. And then there's a couple of back-to-school ones. The West Oakland block party on August 12th is always terrific. The Lockwood block party on August 19th, always terrific. And National Night Out, and we will get you a list probably via email about a week prior, like we always do, if you want to stop by any of our sites that are sponsoring them. One of the best you heard about, that the Officer of the Year, and he's gone so he doesn't, but he has helped year after year to put it together. We closed down 8th Street between Mandela and Peralta, and we do even coordinate with John Stewart as well, who do Acorn, and kind of they do one on one end of 8th Street, and we do one on the other end. Great, great. Place to stop by. That's probably my favorite of the group. So National Night Out is August 2nd.
Wow.
Then we have the usual meeting dates you can see remaining. I did include something on confronting Alameda County's rent and poverty crisis, a call for reinvestment in affordable housing. This is actually done by Matt Schwartz from California Housing Partnership, and I just thought it was a good four-pager in case you wanted to carry that with you for some basic stats. I also included, although it was with each item, but also at the end so that if someone's looking for it decades from now, they would be able to find it in the packet, and that is the award and approval from HUD. We wrote them in December requesting first the VA and then HUD to allow us to do project-based BASH awards the same way we do our MTW project-based awards, and this letter is approving that, and mm-hmm. you actually approved BASH awards in two of the projects tonight. We got this letter actually the day before the awards were released, so I was very grateful to be able to do it and get some permanent housing under the project model for our veterans. And then there was another one about summer youth, summer jobs, and since we had the item on the agenda tonight in consent, and I'm very grateful that the mayor's moving forward with the program, and I'm happy to try and get our help them get our youth working. I just wanted to show you why HUD thinks it's valuable, and this actually comes from the principal secretary, Lourdes Castro-Ramirez, just about how valuable summer youth employment is to the youth, to the communities, and to the success and future success of our world. And I think it makes a huge difference, and I'm grateful that we're going to be able to have 250 youth sponsored, or 60 youth sponsored this summer. And if you need any rationale or judgment of why we do it, I think that letter provides it. And I think it also establishes how much HUD supports our efforts in trying to provide opportunities for our youth in our neighborhoods. And that concludes my report. And written that's just my written communication, sorry. Any questions?
You may make a comment.
No questions, directors. I just want to acknowledge into the record that we are still feeling the brunt of the rental crisis because our lease department has received 440 rent increases and of an average rate of increase at 21%. This is historical. I've never seen anything like this. So I just wanted to put into the record that Oakland is still suffering and in great need.
Absolutely.
Surely is.
I have a question.
Yes.
Actually, a comment as well. I'm very impressed by the list of events for this summer. You will be keeping the youth and the families busy, and it looks like a great diversity of activities. I did forget to ask about the summer youth program. Mm-hmm. Now, I understand that it's with the City of Oakland, but there was something in the packet that showed three agencies. So the amount split among the three agencies?
We don't necessarily. Yes, it is. But okay. It's not split by us.
I see.
We just contribute to the mayor's summer youth employment program to serve our families. And the history of it is about three years ago, we did tons of outreach trying to get our youth engaged and hired. And then we just got very dismal outcomes at the end of the summer that we could show. And secondly, we want to make sure the providers really target our families. So that's when we decided that it's a modest investment given the outcome. So we started funding it directly. Plus, we wanted to make sure that our youth could participate side by side with other youth in their neighborhood, because that's who they play with. That's who they know. If we were to do a separate program of just us and award the vendors, it would really, to me, diminish the quality of the program, because we would be segregating OHA youth separate from every other youth in the mayor's program. By allowing it to be one program, what we're allowing is the kids to come in together and not be segregated. And that I've talked now 2 years quite strongly with the runners of the program, people who implement the program, about that we have to have one Oakland. I don't want to have a separate doorway for OHA youth and non-OHA youth. And I believe strongly in summer youth employment for a host of reasons, but it has to be inclusive, and I want that to be invisible on the other end.
Thanks.
Very good.
And I would say also about the summer enrichment activities, that was originally a real push by the police department, but it gets very much assisted now by family community partnerships and by property operations. The purpose of that isn't just to provide recreational activities. It's one, to build a relationship with the youth and the police officers who participate. And also, there's summer learning loss, and there's all sorts of studies by actively engaging youth during the summer, they actually diminishes the summer learning loss, and they're better off going to school. So it meets a number of our missions, so that's why we put so much emphasis in trying to have activities throughout the summer and interesting and different activities throughout the summer.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I just want to ask another question about the summer youth program. Now, will all the applications be... Where will the kids pick them up? Will it come from, will the city have some community partnership?
They've been distributed now. There's an application they have to fill out, and we took kind of a hold of some of that application process with the providers to use our applications so we can actually make sure and verify them and get them back quickly. What was happening in the past 2 years is it was the reverse, where the providers would just say they're eligible, and we were getting requests into October and November. And we can't do it that way because the city then has to find money if they're not OHA, so we're trying to do it all on the front end. So Lenita Wheeler and her staff have worked out a different process with the providers. So the service providers have our application. They send it over. We can verify very quickly if they get that information, confirm that they're a resident, and then they are on our program or they're not, and they're on the city's program.
Okay, because I know in the
But they would go to the same portals. They just have to use our application.
Okay.
To communicate with us.
Okay.
So that the and that's the providers, not the applicant.
Okay. All right.
Okay. But yes, and the contracts are awarded right now to three. I've talked also to the city about making sure that there's equal access in West Oakland because I'm always very concerned about that. The providers they have listed are not based in West Oakland, and I want to make sure we have equal representation there. Okay.
Okay, so that means we are on to item...
we're on to announcements.
Yeah, announcements by Commissioner.
Back one. Hmm? No, I still have some announcements. That
oh,
was just written materials.
I'm sorry, okay.
And it's only a few this time.
Okay. Oh, wait, Marlene, you had a comment, right, or a question?
Yes,
Marlene has a comment.
Okay. If I may, could I get Lenita to come up? Nicole, is she back there? Could I get them to come up? Can I do that, Director?
Yes.
I need to say something to them. And okay, Ms. Ellis, Nicole, I just want to thank you all for how well you document our report, Family Self-Sufficiency. I enjoy reading it. And as I went through the Employment and Economic Development, 11 residents receiving job retention services. Oh my God, thank you so much. 20 residents receiving individual assistance. That is so great. Section 3 hiring, Section 3 compliance, Section 3 non-construction. I mean, as I was reading this, the outside employment, all these residents getting hired. Thank you so much. And then urban fire, career development training. Family self-sufficiency, the support services, 100 residents receive transportation assistance. Oh my God, thank you so much. I'm just overjoyed when I read this. But the one that I'm really happy about, 17 FEP students have an attendance rate of 90% or higher. Yeah. Hallelujah! Thank you so much. I just want to commend you all, your department. Sean's not here, but I just want to let you know how much I appreciate you. And when I read the report, sometimes I'm in tears because I see how much we're change agents in helping our residents be able to have lives that help them be sustainable and be change agents in their community. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Just needed to let you know that, how much I appreciate you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Director.
So I do have a few comments. One is we did have our annual MTW site visit with dignitaries from HUD come to our monitors, and we had an interesting day, and I really want to thank Dominica and Julie Christensen for putting together a day and all the partners who in the agency who had to participate. We also toured our sites and our different development and management partners. It was a terrific day, productive day. We were able to talk about our initiatives, about trying to do how we're handling lease up and our partnering that you passed tonight. As we know, there's a number of MTW authorities we're using, and we have a couple of new ones we put in this plan. So we talked through those, and we're hoping to get some comments and the final approval, hopefully by July 1st. They're very short-staffed in that office and hiring, but trying to move our things forward. We also, as you know, had Owner Appreciation Day on Saturday, the 22nd. It was a huge success, and Michelle did a great job, and her staff, Tila and all, did a great job. We had standing room only, and they were a terrific group of owners, I have to tell you. I was really, it made me have hope that we are going to get through this. When I was talking to the owners, there were owners absolutely committed to keeping Oakland Oakland, to making sure that there isn't displacement, to participating in our programs. And I think that some of that is due to the way we We try and help them, and we try and listen to them, but it's as much as having people like Betty Lou Wright volunteering for the sign-in counter and talking to them, of having Sharon Montgomery attend and make a few comments. And I don't remember the name of our 90-year-old. And absolutely. And what? Who was? Who? Yeah, who spoke in front of everyone, and Olivia Williams, who also attended and was there all day, and having the resident leaders show up and tell the story, and encourage our property owners and support them really makes a difference. And if you were in the room and saw the landlords and talked to them afterwards, you realize it really does. They're, you know, we often don't, I think, make a big enough fuss over the people who will go the extra mile to participate in our program and to make sure that we have an inclusive Oakland. And I thought that's what that room was saying, and I was really happy to be there and grateful to everyone who put it on in this room and to our owners and to our resident leaders who showed up and made a difference. Thank you. The other thing, a couple other comments, that we have a 2-day Jobs Plus site visit coming up in early June. Nicole Thompson, who's our current acting assistant director of community and economic development, is shepherding that grant and that meeting. And we've already had a pre-meeting, and County DPSS is on board, and the WIB, we're in good shape. And I think we'll have a wonderful kickoff later in the summer, and we'll let you all know when that is. We're doing a soft launch initially to make sure our systems work for enrollment and referral, and Nicole's aggressively working through that with our partners. We have on June 27th, and then another note, on June 27th, we're having our annual meeting. That's our next meeting of the Board of Commissioners, so I just want to put that on your radar. It is our annual meeting that we hold elections, so there'll be election of chair and vice chair, nomination of two directors to the Tassafaronga Housing Board of Directors for 2-year terms, and nomination and election of two directors to Oakland Affordable Housing Preservation, OPI, for 2-year terms. So that'll be on the first thing on the agenda. And also, we start at 7 p.m. pursuant to our bylaws. And so we will be having a later meeting. We will make sure we have lasagna and something before. But we start at 7 p.m., not 6. And if we ever get around to any changes and want to file it with the state for the bylaws, it would be something I would recommend you change, that it can be at the discretion of the chair and not say 7 p.m. But it says 7 p.m., so we do it at 7 p.m. in June.
What do we actually have to do to make
We'd have to change? Amend the bylaws and file it with the state and have it approved. And it's kind of an ordeal. So no one has done it.
Okay.
Anyway, number 5 is my last comment, which is always nice. We only turned in one NARO Award of Merit this year. We did just one. It was for Property Management Forum, and it has been won the Award of Merit. And I want to congratulate the police department who shepherded it, and Mark Schifferall who uses it and works it and help work out the kinks and who has access. It's an amazing notification system to ensure everyone gets communicated when something happens or about certain properties or about certain residents within our agency. And in the nomination form, it has a couple of wonderful quotes, but often there's a perception communication is going on when it really isn't. Mm-hmm. And what this system really is a notification system that makes sure that the right people in a given property, AMP, or area receive electronic notifications so everyone knows what's happening in the case of any urgent items, in the case of an incident, in the case of actually even evictions when we think there may be some issues related to safety and things. So it's an amazing system, and I'm really pleased not only that got nominated for an Award of Merit, won the Award of Merit, has now been nominated for Award of Excellence in National Administrative Advancement. So those who are attending the NARO meeting, please feel free to boast exceptionally about the work and the program, and hopefully we can get an administrative award, a national administrative award. I think it's a wonderful program that could be duplicated. The system is specific to OHA, but it could be certainly, we could sell the rights, I guess, to someone. I don't know. Anyway, thank you all. That's all my comments.
Cool. Okay, so now we're moving on to reports from our committees. Okay, none this month, but the ones you've had before are certainly resonating loudly.
Thank you.
Very nice. Were there any other committees that met? Okay. Okay, so are there any announcements by commissioners?
Go ahead. Go, no, you go.
No, go ahead.
I just want to let you know that we are going out in full force Wednesday for Hunger Action Day in Sacramento. Probably going to be about 500 deep from across the United States to address hunger in our community, as well as increasing Social Security at the state level, helping our CalWORKs families get better benefits. And I hope that if you can't make it, just send light and energy and social justice goodwill towards Sacramento all day Wednesday. Thank you.
Very good.
On June 8th, from 11 to 4 p.m., we have Affordable Advocates Housing Day. We're taking residents from affordable housing buildings throughout California. Last year, I think there was about 1,000 residents show up. We have legislative visits, we have lunch, and we have an incredible day. So we want some affordable housing residents to sign up. They can contact Leading Age California, and it's on their website, and you can attend. Thank you.
Very cool. Now, Marlene, you had something, right?
Okay, bear with me.
Yeah, go right ahead.
Okay, so let me just say this. Please bear with me. I have a lot to say. Saturday, I attended the owner's appreciation. Oh, my God. It was so great. Michelle, thank you, thank you, thank you. I learned so much. Miss Wright, thank you for volunteering. Miss Williams, Reverend Olivia Williams, thank you for your poem that you read. You got to read that to us one day. Will you please one day read that? Other thing I want to say, the 90-year-old resident that spoke, she touched my heart. She touched my heart. She said, I quote, she would have not have made it without Section 8. I know that for a fact. And she shared that with us that day. The other thing I want to mention, the presentation with Fred and Williams. Oh, my God. I learned so much about evictions, nuisance, hoarding, cluttering, legal marijuana. Director, I think we need to ramp up our committee again. I learned so much about that. I learned so much about that. And as I sat there meeting owners, one of them really praised Dela Carpenter. How well she put everything together, how well she spoke. They were just giving praise to that department. Other thing I want to say, the Renee Durrell, Coordinated Entry Services, did a fabulous job. Rent Increases, Erica Macklin did a fabulous job. Monique presented on amenities and recent improvements. Everyone is just so wonderful. They were great. And one of the owners I met, Williams Barnes, another fabulous individual. I just love them all. And the other one, John Strong, the one that I brought to you, he had some questions. He talked to us about them. And I said, you know what? Let me go get our director who can help you there. When it got Michelle, she came right in. He was really impressed by that happening. That I took the time to go do that. But the one thing I want to mention is John Strong has been doing business for 19 years. You knew that, right? And he shared that with me. It touched my heart. 19 years. And he wanted to ask those questions. And I just, 19 years doing business with us? That's just something that we just have to give praise to, that he's helping our residents be housed. And the last thing I want to say, Andreas, thank you for bringing me that water and the lemonade as I left. I got so thirsty, and you made sure we didn't have any more. You had the safety person come out as I was leaving, and he gave it to me. Thank you so much. Tracy, thank you for storing my purse as I mingled. She stored my purse. So I know it sounds funny, but I just need to let your staff know how much we love you all. Commissioners, you agree? How much we love you, not much the stuff that you do. Really, help us look good. I mean, that Mr. Strong just had those questions. I got up. When it got Michelle, he was like, oh, you're going to go get the director? I'm like, yeah, why not? I can't answer your question, but she's right here. He was like shocked that I did that. That's what we're supposed to do. He was really impressed by that. So, Michelle, I commend you. Thank you for taking the time to answer his question. And the last comment I'm going to say, last month I mentioned that I was graduating from UC Berkeley's labor school. So Here's my certificate. So, University of California, Labor Research Education. So, thank you, Oakland Housing. You guys have changed. You've done a lot to change my life. Education has done a lot for me. And coming out home with this. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for putting up with me, but just want to let you know how much I appreciate you all. Thank you.
I neglected to congratulate the graduates of the Resident Leaders Academy through EBHO. Last week was Affordable Housing Week, and we have some incredible OHA residents who graduated. Nashla is here from EBHO, and we have two of the resident leaders who graduated from the program. Year-long advocacy, now they're going to go out there and fight the good fight to make sure people have affordable and safe housing. So thank you.
Thank you so much.
Yes.
I can't say it as eloquently as Commissioner Hurd did, but I stopped in for a little while on Saturday, and I was really impressed by how well the presentations were and how much information, and that room was packed. So congratulations to Michelle and Andres and all the staff who worked on it. It was a wonderful event. It seemed like the landlords were really interested and excited to get the information. They had a lot of questions. I just think you need a bigger room next year. And hopefully we get more landlords out of the process. And I want to thank staff for allowing Commissioner Montgomery and I to travel to Sacramento for the Pacific Southwest Region NARO conference. I think we both learned a lot. We were treated really well with all the arrangements that Inez made for us. I got to go on the bus tour to see what Sacramento is doing, and that was really interesting. They are doing a lot of development, and many of the units and the buildings were beautiful. One thing that Sacramento does have more than Oakland is a lot of land, which we're envious about. But I think in the workshops that we attended, we heard and saw a lot of the similar issues that many of the housing authorities are facing. And I do have to say the Oakland Housing Authority is really in the forefront of solving those issues. So congratulations again to staff. Thank you, Reverend Olivia Williams, who spoke on a panel of residents and really gave a great presentation that was very inspiring. Thank you all.
Very nice. Wow, that was great.
Yes. Quite an inspiring evening. And now, on all these notes of inspiration, it looks like our next item is actually adjournment. Believe it or not, I can't believe it, but it's true. 7:10 p.m. Unless someone messed with those clocks.
Except I would remind the board you met for I think 6 hours this month. So good 1 hour, but 6 hours if you had the budget meeting.
Thank you.
So we need a move. Oh. We need a motion,
I move to adjourn.
Okay.
And after I thank the residents once again and Naj for coming, I also second that. Thank you.
All right, cool.